From Marketplace in New York, I'm Mark Garrison, in for David Brancaccio. Houston is the scene this week for the top players in the global oil industry at an annual conference. ExxonMobil's CEO made news by detailing a $20 billion Gulf Coast investment plan, which began in 2013. There's plenty for oil chiefs to discuss, from changes under the Trump administration to OPEC's recent supply cut. Marketplace's Annie Baxter reports.
Energy ministers, executives, regulators, and others may have a lot to say this week about President Trump's potential effects on oil markets. So says Michael Weber at the University of Texas at Austin. Weber says Trump's regulatory rollbacks may help boost U.S. oil production, but that could undermine OPEC's attempt to stem the global oil glut and stabilize prices through its production cuts.
Supply cut in the Middle East, sure, but there's a supply glut that's about to happen in the United States because of this new approach to energy policy.
Oil prices are still down from a few years ago, but at around $50 a barrel, they're better than last year. And drilling rig counts are rising in West Texas, a U.S. shale oil hotspot. Ed Herz is an energy fellow at the University of Houston. He says if U.S. producers ramp up production, some OPEC members may want to as well.
They won't be able to maintain the cuts.
If that happens, the oil supply will go up and prices down. That's good for consumers, Herz says, but not for producers' profits. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.